This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
Get your bones on.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Everyone, all together now.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Bobby Bones.
Bones.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Hi, good morning. You know, I say if you keep dental floss next to your bed, this has been something that works for me, is that you floss more. Flossing is annoying, and it takes time, and it's like, you go to brush your teeth, you don't want to stand another 5 minutes in the bathroom flossing. So for me, if I leave dental floss on my bedside table, I tend to use it more. By the way, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Thursday's show. Everybody good?
Yeah, good. Good morning.
Sorry, I'm on my dental floss tangent here. So flossing's a big deal. My advice to kids now, not go to college, but floss, because you will regret it like crazy if you don't take care of your teeth when you get older. I didn't. I'm just now kind of caught up. Ray went to the dentist for the first time in 3 years.
Yeah.
And you went yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
How'd it go?
No cavities.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
You're genetically blessed, my friend.
I was shocked.
Do you brush?
Yeah.
Do you floss?
Yeah.
How often do you floss?
Couple weeks.
Every couple weeks.
Yeah.
Got to step that up.
Yeah. She was doing some work on my teeth. There's a lot of plaque. I was like, yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
It is kind of embarrassing when they go at it and you hear that. And you're like, oh, because then you always do the fake out thing where you try to do like clean up real good before you go, like they're not gonna be full. So you're like brushing the crap out of that stuff. You're flossing.
Your gums are bloody.
I mean, you got a water hose. You're putting your thumb over it, shooting into your mouth. So, but it's good, Ray. No cavities.
Yeah, and this girl was from another country. She was like from Iran.
Was this like one of those test studies?
Dude, I'm telling you, she was doing some work, and she's like, man, this is like surgery. I was like, what? Aren't you just cleaning my teeth?
I had a part-time dentist once. The last time I went in, here's a part-timer. I'm not kidding.
I went in. What does that mean?
I had to get a fake tooth in the back, right?
Because my teeth,
I grew up with never went to a dentist. And he goes, it's fun to come in like one day a week. I'm kind of a part-time dentist. I come in like 1 or 2 days, spend the rest. And I'm like, why are you putting a tooth in my mouth?
What was it?
Like, I don't mind like a part-time mechanic, like a substitute teacher, but I'm not really feeling the part-time dentist. Like, you should be a full-time dentist if you're going to be a dentist. He's like, yeah, I just do this a couple days a week. You give me something to do. No, this is not something to do. I'm not bird watching. I got a tooth in my... And so my tooth really doesn't fit perfectly. Like, it's off a little bit. Ray, I'm glad you're okay, buddy.
Yeah, I'm good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, good news time. Thursday morning, we got the good news for you. Try to hit you right in that heart with the good stuff.
Tell me something good.
Amy, I'm coming to you first.
Shout out to this 12-year-old kid, Campbell. He spent the last 3 years of his free time sewing teddy bears for charity. It all started when he decided he wanted to give Christmas presents to children in the hospital, but he couldn't afford to buy them gifts, but he knew how to make teddy bears and sew them. So now he's turned his bedroom into a little sewing operation, and for 3 years, yeah, he's been able to make teddy bears and donate them all.
Man, kids are just awesomer.
Yeah.
8-year-old Natasha Fuller received a life-changing gift from her teacher at her school. She went into surgery along with Jody Schmidt, who's a teacher at Oakfield Elementary, who donated a kidney to the first grader.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? The transplant went great. They're both recovering. She was suffering from chronic kidney disease. And her teacher said, I got you. We match. Let's do it. I mean, that's awesome.
So awesome.
Lunchbox, I mean, good luck, buddy. Tell me something good, man.
I don't know how I'm going to beat that, but Mason Burns is a second grader, and he needed a service dog. But they cost $12,000, and his family's like, we can't afford that. So the kids at his school started holding bake sales. The news got involved. The community donated $12,000. He got his dog.
Wow, that's awesome. That's good news. That's why we do it.
Tell me something good.
Thank you guys for hanging out.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
And now Amy tells a Christmas joke here on the Bobby Bones Show.
Amy tells a joke. Amy tells a joke. Amy has a joke to tell to you.
What do you call Santa at the beach?
What do you call Santa at the beach?
Sandy Claus.
Stupid. That's not stupid.
Beaches. What?
That's not dumb.
No, it is not.
So we have a segment that we call Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
And now I'd like to hit you with a little Tell Me Something Bad.
Tell me something
bad. Wow, wow. Couple facing charges in theft of Salvation Army kettle.
Ugh.
A couple has been charged with stealing a donation kettle from outside a deli. They were boyfriend and girlfriend. They will be charged with theft, receiving stolen property, and criminal conspiracy. They're accused of taking the kettle left outside TJ's Deli Mart. The kettle was missing Friday, and people were like, wait, where'd it go? The person left it. And so they got there, and some anonymous people tipped off the officers. They're both currently unemployed. They're getting evicted, and they're on drugs, the officer said. You know what they should do to them? They should have them ring the bell and hold a sign.
Nice.
It says, we stole a kettle.
Yes.
Yep.
Good idea.
You know how they have to raise money back? You know, it's not going to help anything to throw them in jail. Because you know what's going to happen in jail? Nothing. They're going to go for a week and a half. They won't even be jail. It won't be the pen. So you put them out, have them ring the bell, and you have them hold a sign. We stole one of these, and now we're just trying to raise money back.
Oh,
that'd be a viral sensation, too.
Love it.
Yeah. Eddie was bragging about his ice skating skills.
Yeah.
Because he went to his kid's friend's birthday party.
Yeah.
And your laser tag skills.
He was like, I'm so good at ice.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm so good at ice skating and laser tag. And Eddie's, what, 36?
Yes.
He's like, I'm so good. I was dominating kids. He can't walk.
8-year-olds?
He can't walk.
I can't even move. I couldn't put my clothes on today. I couldn't brush my teeth because leaning over the sink hurt.
Oh, no.
He can't walk today.
I can't bend at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it hurts. Getting out of bed hurts.
How's that domination feel, bruh?
I think, you know what? What I learned out of all this is just I can't ice skate anymore. I gotta.
Oh,
anymore?
You did it once in like 10 years? Like, you have
you're
retiring?
I did arrest.
You're stepping away from the game?
I'm gonna have to hang up the skates, boys.
Was it the ice skating or the laser tag?
Both.
I narrowed it down to ice skating because all the twisting and turning, double axles.
Oh, we do an axle? Oh, no!
Yeah.
You tried the triple axle?
I tried, yeah, and that might have done it for me.
Dude, Eddie was so happy with his performance yesterday.
I even got video of it. Like, I'm flying through the ice. Like, I look great.
Is your 8-year-old sore?
No.
Probably not.
He can't move.
It's tough to be a champion.
You know what we call that?
Time marches on.
Time marches on, my friend.
Time marches on.
That's funny, man.
Sisters using rouge, a clear complexion.
Dude, it's all like downhill once you're at like 25 as far as what you could do, what you could do physically.
I remember hearing stories of people that are like, oh, yeah, your back will start hurting. You're like, no, it won't.
You're a dad, dude.
I know.
You should just sit on the side and let the kids ice skate.
I can't. My mind won't let me do that.
I think it's good to stay young like that, Eddie, but...
Yeah, look how young he looks right now. He can't even move.
I can't. I feel like I
can't move. Yeah, stay young, Eddie. Stay young forever. Amy gashed her head yesterday. So what happened exactly?
Well, there's a spiral staircase and my dog's food is under it and I go to take a scoop and normally I dodge it. I dodge the staircase.
Oh, so it's not something that just got added. Like, it's there every day of your
life. It definitely
sort
of was in my way yesterday.
Yeah.
And I popped up so fast after I gave her her food. I was kind of in a hurry. Boom. Head met the corner of I hit the ground. I was holding my head on the ground for, what felt like forever because I was in so much pain and I didn't want to know if there was blood. So I didn't want to move my hand.
There was a lot of blood.
And then I moved my hand away and blood just started immediately coming down my face and was all over my hand. And
the text was, hey. You scared of blood? Like, what are you talking about? I mean, I don't prefer it. And then she doesn't let me answer, and all of a sudden she's gonna be like two or three pictures of just blood all over her. Looks like she's been attacked. And she's like, I busted my head.
Yeah.
And I took the weeniest one and put it on my Instagram.
When I sent you some of the
weeniest ones?
That's the weeniest one, yeah. Because I wasn't going to put up like a bad one.
I'm just saying that one looks bad.
No, there was some gross ones I had to send my doctor because I needed to know right away what I needed to do. And luckily, I was able to send him texts.
It is. It's not pretty, but you're good though, right?
Yeah, I'm good. I just have like a bloody hair and I can't wash it for a few days, so it's totally disgusting.
You guys, look at you too. Coming in here all injured, both of you. And it's like, I can't, man. I'm just too young.
Oh,
it's back. I wonder if someone was having a baby and I was there and I was the only person there. You know, you always wonder if you'd be a hero. I wonder if I would just go like, I'll deliver this baby. I got it, man. Like, I don't know.
Or I think you would.
Or if I would just go, because sometimes you can't control that. Like, I don't know what I would do. I do think, I don't know, it's tough to say you'd be a hero.
Okay, well, you'd be bringing life into this world if she didn't have your help.
No, I'm talking about if there was, like, a gun. You know, it's tough to know what you would do in that situation.
Oh, okay.
But the baby thing, I don't know if I would vomit or really get in there and help.
Could you do both?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Wow.
That's a tough one. So, expecting to write a ticket because they were speeding, an Alabama State Trooper ended up helping a woman give birth. So, he's like, woo, pull over. Danny Lowe of Huntsville said he was driving his pregnant wife, Shauna, to the hospital. He was pulled over by the trooper, Michael Kessler, for speeding. While being questioned, they're like, baby, help deliver the baby, US 72. I mean, I see you, police officers. That's awesome. And I guess they're trained. I don't know. Do you go to a baby class? I bet we could have a police officer call and tell us if they're trained in delivering a baby. But I see you, police officer, because that is crazy. Oh, that's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, too, I bet. Wow. I see you.
That was I See You. The Bobby Bones Show.
I just don't know what I would do. And Lunchbox has this tall tale, this fable almost.
No, it's a true story. I was at the post office one day because my mom sells books online, and I had to deliver the packages to the post office. And while I was waiting in line, the lady went into labor, and I had to hold her hand while the people delivered the baby right there at the post office.
Now, I would say, wow, that's cool. But then we put him on the lie detector, and it said he was lying.
Yeah, but a lie detector can be inaccurate. It's not admissible in court.
Right.
And so I'm just telling you what happened. I held the lady's hand.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, do any of the delivering, but I was there for her. I was the support system.
But the lie detector said you lied.
Yeah.
When I go up on the, to her? I mean, that's quite the bonding moment.
Do I talk to her? No, I didn't know her before that. I'm not going to hang out with her. She was like older than me by like 10 years.
One of my buddies was driving up to the hospital, had his kid in the car in front of the hospital. Remember this? We had him on?
Yes.
Said he'd run the car?
Yeah.
Yes.
Eddie, were you part of the show then?
No.
No.
So it was actually my ex-girlfriend's brother. And so they're driving to the hospital because she's going into labor. And they're driving down the road. And then she starts to go into labor. They're right in front of the hospital. And he has to deliver. his own baby as they look at the building behind them. Now, luckily, the nurses and stuff were able to get there after the baby came out. But the baby just came flying out of there. And he said the car was ruined.
Yeah, because everything else came flying.
I can imagine. It'd be messy.
Apparently, there's some water or something that comes out, too.
A lot of stuff.
So he's like, the car was ruined. But he took it, got it clean, and sold the car. That was it. Never told him anything about it.
Like, that's never a question when you're test driving a car. So has a baby been delivered in here?
Let me ask you a question, Carfax. Has there been a baby? That's funny. There's a lawsuit happening now in a town that I used to live in because there was a murder in the house and they sold it.
Yeah.
And they didn't tell the people that bought it. And then all of a sudden they're like, Google, any murders in my house? And it's like, yep. And they're like, what in the world? And so now, from what I hear, there's a lawsuit. Like, you got to disclose that, right?
You absolutely have to.
My friend recently went through that and then he got a major deal.
For $1, you can buy the house. That is correct. There's a story in Alabama. Cop says, woo, pull over, you're speeding. And he goes up, and the woman's having a baby. And the cop says, I got this. And he delivers the kid. And I'm like, man, are police officers trained in baby delivery? And Michael's on in Virginia. Hi, Michael.
Good morning, Bobby.
Hey, can you shed some light on this?
Yes, I'm actually a state trooper in Virginia. And when we go through the academy, we are taught a rudimentary class on delivering babies. You know, it's not very much to it for our part, but, you know, we're always taught that if we come into that situation, that, you know, pretty much you try to calm everybody down and get the situation taken care of. And really our job is mainly there to help catch the baby when it comes out.
So that's it. Like, you're not, like finding stirrups.
You don't have, like, a kit, like gloves and...
No. I mean, but basically what we do is we grab a few things out of our car. We've got, you know, first aid supplies and things like that. But we grab an emergency blanket and, you know, we're trained to kind of get that down and try to keep everything as sterile as we can while, you know, rescue tries to make their way to us. And like I said, basically just catch everything and help keep everyone safe.
Have you ever had to do this?
Luckily, no, I have not. had a couple of close calls.
Yeah.
We're able to get them to either an ambulance or to the hospital.
Can I ask you a police officer question?
Sure.
Do you guys have to give out a certain amount of tickets?
Nope. We can give out as many as we want.
Wait, no, that's not what I want to hear. I want to hear that's awesome, though. Hey, thank you for doing what you do. I really appreciate it. Being a police officer is an underappreciated job, and you guys are out there risking your lives every day. So thank you, Michael.
Thank you so much, Bobby, and you guys, and we appreciate what you guys do. I mean, giving shout-outs to the military and stuff like that and to police, we absolutely, you know, appreciate that, and I love listening to you guys.
Thanks, man. Be safe today. Appreciate what you do. Hey, it's your
Bobby Bones on. What's up, Bobby?
I'd be curious to have some of the listeners weigh in on this because I've said what I needed to say, and I know that Ray's eventually going to get in trouble for this, and he could possibly... eventually maybe be fired for it. Because once you start messing with HR, things get ugly. Ray calls people mama all the time around work. And you can't do that. Like, all it takes is one person going to someone and going, hey, this guy keeps calling me, hey, mama. Hey, pretty mama. I mean, you're not Elvis, first of all. And second of all, this is a business. Mm-hmm. And so it's not even people in our room anymore.
Oh.
Now it's other people that work in the building. So before I go on what I'm going to say, I would like to put our phone number out there. 877-77-BOBBY. That's our number. 877-77-BOBBY. Now, Ray, our midday DJ who comes in after us.
Yeah.
Someone referred to her as, hey, pretty mama, how are you today? Is it true or false?
I mean, I probably did it. Yeah. I always got headphones on.
So the headphones make you say, hey, little mama.
No.
Or you don't hear yourself say it.
I called her, hey, pretty mama.
No. I can quote it.
Okay, go. Yeah, I'd love to hear the quote.
Yeah.
Good.
That's why you're my mama.
That's even creepier.
Yeah.
I think she helped me with something.
High five. Yes, I think the inflection he had seemed to be as though this was his way of thanking her.
So, okay, here's the thing, Ray. I laugh and I smile because I think it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Just for a second, I got to put the boss hat on.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want you to get in trouble because once it goes to HR, I got nothing. I can do nothing.
I'll talk to her.
No, no, no. Don't talk to anybody. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't think
lock
she
it down.
Minds, but other
lock
people
it.
Mind.
If one person minds, ever, that's where you get in trouble because they're like, hey, this is kind of sexual harassment.
Why call the receptionist mama, too?
If they don't mind, it's okay.
Yeah, I don't understand why. I think it's a nice term. I don't think he's hitting on them.
But some people,
it's not,
mama's
some
not.
People aren't. It's like if you call someone, hey, sugar cakes. Like some people think, oh, thank you, it's sweet.
Oh, I'm sure.
But in
yeah.
a business environment, if you do that and one person doesn't like it,
especially to
and
a female.
They go to HR, like, I don't mind it. Call me whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? Bubble Nupkins?
Like, honestly, I don't mind when sometimes Ray has called me kitten in the past.
But
I'm like, kitten.
It's just, it takes one time. It's okay. Like, at times, whenever they have to have, like, some security guard stand beside me because somebody has said they're going to stab me. Is it going to happen? Probably not. But all it takes is one time. I'm stabbed. I'm dead. That's it. I just need you to be careful with your words.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I'll stop doing it.
I want you to be here forever.
Yeah.
The only way I want you to leave the show is if you go to Big Brother. You get, are you too old for that show yet or no?
They're still having it.
Are they?
They
okay.
still accept people, yeah.
All right. We're going to call this segment, Poof, Mind Blown. Where it's like, everybody else knows something, but you have no idea. Then all of a sudden it's like, poof, whoa, mind blown. Nada had no idea Mayberry, the song by Rascal Flatts, was actually about the Andy Griffith Show, which had Opie in it, who's Ron Howard. She's like, what? Mind blown.
I miss Mayberry. Sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry.
So if you have a poof, mind blown, you call us and let us know because we want to hear them. I'm going to give you a mind blown. So there's a song that I used to play on the radio back in the day. Remember, she's so high.
Cause she's so high.
This dude's name is Tal Bachman. He's a one-hit wonder in America.
She's so lovely.
And I was singing this song because I love one-hit wonders. I was like, I was just sitting at dinner. She's so high, Cleopatra. And a friend was like, oh, Tal Bachman. And I was like, yeah. She goes, you know, it's Randy Bachman's son. So Randy Bachman is from, like, Bachman Turner Overdrive and, like,
it's
the son of this dude here. Plays this band. So it's like, wait, that dude has a history and another mind blown. Because I'm such a music weirdo.
Yeah.
I always get, that's why it's so nerdy. I always get mind blown. Yesterday I'm singing Black Crowes. Hey, little girl, won't you like to get a cousin? Mama, I'm sure to handle now. You know. And Eddie goes, that's an Otis Redding song. I'm like, Otis Redding, what? And he goes, yeah.
What?
I was like, what? Mind blown. So Black Crowes was really a 1960 Otis Redding song. Hey,
baby, here I am. I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to come home with me.
Man, mind blown. Poof.
Poof.
Eddie, mind blown.
Oh, yes. Was it yesterday? I was telling Nada, I like this L. King girl. You know who L. King is? She sings X's and O's. That is Rob Schneider's daughter. You can do it!
Really?
Wait.
Yup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
Poof. Mind blown. Crazy.
Deuce Bigelow.
Dang. Mind blown. Poof. Wow. Mind blown Tammy in Tampa.
Hey. So I'm 28, and a few months ago, I was sitting in a parking lot with my friend, and I saw a license plate for Alaska. I live in Florida, and I saw a license plate for Alaska, and I said something like, "Well, that's so cool. How'd they make it all the way here?" And my friend realized that I thought that Alaska was an island. And so at 28, I learned that Alaska is not an island.
Mind blown! That's
because
funny.
On the map, they show it in a little box.
That's funny. Tammy, I appreciate your honesty with that call.
Me too.
Is awesome. Man.
Wait,
mind blown.
Where's Alaska?
It's out by Canada. Holy cow, it's connected. How about this one? Crystal in North Carolina.
Hey, okay, you ready for my mind blown?
Mind blown, poof, hit us.
My 13-year-old son found out yesterday that Michael Jackson was really African-American and not a white guy.
Wow.
And he said his whole life is a lie now because he always thought Michael Jackson was white guy.
Oh, no.
Poof. Mind blown.
Yeah.
Dang it, 13, you know what? That's probably all you saw,
was
the fair complexion of Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm. Show him some Jackson 5 videos.
Yeah, when he's a kid.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. That's funny. Those last two calls, you guys win the game.
For sure.
And not knowing Opie was Ron Howard. Okay, that might be the best segment we've ever done in the history of the show.
I like when you go poof.
Poof. Mind blown.
Yeah.
Poof. Mind blown. So I have the top activities that make us the happiest.
and the ones that make us the saddest.
Oh.
All right.
Activities.
Yeah, so it's just like things that you would do. What do you think? I have seven happy things here.
Spending time with family. Happy.
Talking with friends. I'll take that as that one. One down. Go ahead.
Okay,
can you get in a row?
Meals. That would be with friends. Like eating.
Eating is not on the list. No.
I guess.
Okay, going to see a movie or a play makes a list.
Working out.
Going to a library or museum makes a list. Playing sports. Gardening, singing, talking with friends, and doing it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then what makes us feel blah?
Being sick in bed, working.
Working.
Yeah.
Taking care of someone older.
Oh.
Standing in line.
Oh.
Doing bookkeeping or other financial work.
Yeah.
Amy hates that.
Yeah. Oh.
That's what her and her husband fight about. Meetings and commuting. Oh, the commuting. I feel bad people have to listen.
Traffic.
Yes. Like my people always say, hey, what's your goal? Mine's like, if you're miserable driving to work and we can like make you not be miserable for a few minutes, like that's the goal. Because that's the worst. Ugh.
So what you need to do when you're in traffic to counter it is get on the phone with a friend.
No, you're not listening to the show.
No, I'm sorry, not in the morning.
Oh.
If you're in traffic in the afternoon.
Oh, we don't let you finish?
Or at night.
Okay, never mind.
Or after 10 a.m., depending on which station you're on, and they pick up the show until 10.
Okay, never mind.
Because some let it go at 9. Then you can get on at 9.
I mean, you should listen to iHeartRadio all day.
Or get on the app.
Because
yes.
Sorry. Bam. We're your friends.
That's right. There you
so
go.
Talk to us.
Talk yourself right into it.
Mm-hmm.
If you hate mornings, you can blame your DNA. A study discovers the gene that makes us night owls, makes us early risers, so it's all genetic. I don't like mornings. Like, I'm not a morning person.
You're a night owl?
Big time.
Yeah.
I would stay up until 3 a.m. every day if I couldn't wake up at noon or 1. Like, and I will pop right back into that with about 3 days off.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a night owl. Do not like mornings. Anything about them. I get up at 3. I'm probably finally in a good mood about 7. I mean, takes about 3 hours to show. So yeah, about 7 o'clock, kind of hit. Okay, I'm finally awake.
And then it's time for a nap.
Would you say you're a morning person or a night owl?
I'm not a night owl at all. No, I'll go to bed, and I'm grumpy when I wake up, but I work out of it. And then I'm most productive, like on a Saturday. If I sleep in, I get mad at myself.
Would you say you're a night owl or a morning person?
Right, so I guess that makes me a morning person.
So a morning person?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Ray says he paid $1,500 for an oil change. Now we got to know exactly what happened to make this happen.
Yeah, took it in for an oil change, which is supposed to be $40.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-oh. My boy calls me on the phone and he said, your brakes are going out. And in a week, you're going to get in a car accident because you don't got brakes. So he fixed the brakes, but it ended up costing me over $1,000.
Oh!
He said that the whole anti-lock brake system, gone, shot.
Ugh. So here's my experience with a lot of places, and not all, with most places that do oil changes. You go in, hey, I'm here to get my oil change. $19.99. Cool. They come out, oh, sir, they bring something that's big and like gross,
yeah.
Black looking.
Is it really?
They're like,
your car?
You need to have this change. I'm like, what is that? They're like, that doesn't matter. You just need to get a change.
Don't worry about that.
And I'm like, how much is that going to cost? Well, once we add new wiper blades and new tires, we're also going to build a new frame. Like, Ray, do you feel like you got? Like, why at that price did you not go and take it to somebody for real?
I trust these guys. They've done the work on my car since I've lived here.
Oh, okay. Well, if you trust them, when's the last time you got? I mean, do you feel like it's time for you to have new brakes anyway, though?
Yeah, I got 140,000 miles on it. Same brakes.
My question is, how much is that car worth you're driving?
I think Ray just paid more for brakes than his car's worth.
The value of your car.
Yeah, it's an SUV. You guys could say that for maybe a small car, but when it comes to winter and these bad roads, I got four-wheel drive, y'all.
And new brakes.
Yeah.
I just feel like Ray was taking advantage of it.
I think so, too.
For so long, Ray used to refer to his Blazer as murdered out.
Yeah.
So we thought, you know, I mean, one would think, I guess, that it's like black rims, black windows, black everything, black. The car's just black. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's nothing
it's
else about
black
it.
Blazer. There's nothing murdered out about it.
Like someone was murdered in it years ago. And so. Ray, I don't like what happened.
Well, I mean, unless you really needed brakes.
I just started taking it to a brake specialist.
Yeah.
You had a week, right? Before
before your time. Accident.
He said they were going.
Okay. This is the
Bobby Bones Show. So Eddie has a kid who's two, Eddie Jr. Jr., and I guess he's stealing again?
Again. We had this trouble about a year ago. I took him to the store.
Dude, put him in jail. Like,
yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Like, show him what the real life's like.
I mean, it's lesson time for that.
Oh, like, what's that show? There is that show. Lunchbox?
Oh, Scared Straight.
Yes.
Dude, put your two-year-old on Scared Straight.
No, no, it's
let some criminals come talk to him.
Yeah, it's great.
So what happened?
Well, I was at the bakery at Walmart, and I was just, you know, ordering whatever I was ordering. And by the time I turned around, Junior Junior, who's 2 years old, had already gotten into the donut cabinet and had one in his mouth and the other in his hand. And I was like, great. So, but the good thing is he was getting one donut for Junior, who's seven.
So he was stealing one for his buddy.
Yeah, so I mean, he's like looking out for him, which
it's
is kind of cool.
Does he not know that it's not right to steal? Maybe he just thinks everything's,
I mean,
he's
it's,
given everything
it's,
all the
everything's
time.
Like open season to him if it's in the store and it's there, like it's his.
How do you have a talk with someone you can't communicate
with? You don't. You just take it away and say, don't do that. That's it. I mean, that's all you can do.
Until they can really get the concept.
Until they understand what they're really doing, which I don't right. think he understands.
But then that's whomever's fault has them for letting him reach and grab it.
My fault. I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, do you pay for it then?
So here's the deal. I had intended to pay for it, but I had just started my shopping experience.
I intended to pay
so
for it.
20 minutes later when I'm at the checkout, I completely forgot about it. So I promise I am going back to Walmart and pay that, what, $1.25? Because it was like it was like 70 cents a donut.
Here's what's funny.
Yeah.
He forgot to pay, but he remembered to tell you, oh, guess what, Junior?
Because I remember when I got
home.
When
he checked out, he forgot. Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Do you like slap his hand? Like, no.
I wanted to take it away from him, but he had already taken a bite, so I was like, all right, keep it.
You
let him eat the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I mean, you're a terrible father.
Stop that.
Terrible father. Terrible father. I'm done with this.
Come on.
I'm calling. I need to call somebody. I'm calling somebody.
Get my kids taken away from me.
Yeah, I'm calling somebody right now. Hold on. Bobby Bones. So 49 people since 2014 have died taking selfies, which is crazy. Ready, Aim?
Yeah.
Number one.
Okay. Falling and hitting the ground.
Yeah. Falling from high places.
Okay.
16 people. Go ahead.
Taking it, I'm picturing like you get hit by a car. Or you're driving. Try and take a selfie while you're driving.
Car crashes at number two.
Okay.
I mean, no. Only two people have died. That's at number seven on the list. There are eight things.
They die.
Uh-huh.
They die.
Uh-huh. Taking selfies. What are they doing in these pictures?
They are taking it and the cell phone hits them on the head.
That's the dumbest answer I've ever heard, but no.
No, that, there are injuries that way, and then you can
someone
later
draws
die.
Someone drops the cell phone and they die.
Kills them.
They get hit. Well, it is, so I get that they could be driving and taking a selfie and that caused an accident, but I'm picturing you like trying to take something in the street and you don't know cars are coming and you get hit by a car.
No. Okay, number two is drowning.
Water selfies.
People,
whoa.
Like, one, I wouldn't want to drop my phone in the water. Forget the, like, I would just not take my, I don't even pee with my phone in my hand because I want to drop in the toilet.
This is morbid. I know you said that, but it's also a PSA, sort of. Like,
for
don't
sure.
do this.
This is for, we only use this for good, radio time for good. Train, they get hit by, eight people got hit by a train. Eight people taking selfies because they wanted to get the train in their shot.
No.
Yeah.
Train tracks.
People taking selfies with guns for them.
Wait, what?
They were taking a selfie with like a gun up to them.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, uh-huh. I know. Grenade too.
No,
two
grenade. I've never, ever in a million years said grenade. Obviously,
two people.
Let's see, an animal. One guy was gored in the neck taking a selfie at the running of the bulls in Spain.
Oh, I almost said lion.
Everyone's like, "Well, I get that one. I mean, if I'm there, I'm gonna take a selfie."
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy though?
Yeah, that's crazy. I was thinking a zoo selfie where they fall into the cage sometimes.
That one didn't. No one's died at that one.
Yeah.
But they.
Cell phone dropping on the head.
Cell phone dropping on the head. Scary. No one's had that one happen yet.
It's coming next year.
It could.
Well, maybe they haven't died, but legit,
like
I read that there are injuries from that.
Mm-hmm.
People like laying down, they're trying to take a selfie, and their cell phone falls in their head. Especially if you have the iPhone 6 Plus.
So you see the doctor that came out, the same doctor that the movie Concussion was about, that no one saw, by the way.
Will
but
Smith.
We saw the promotion of the movie.
Right.
That same doctor says he would bet his license that O.J. Simpson has CTC, the brain...
CTE.
Whatever it is. The brain disease from playing football.
Wow.
He's like, for sure. Like, all those guys have it. You think all those guys don't have it to play football and they're not getting it today? One of the quarterbacks is...
Stabler.
Kenny Stabler. You're not going to know who he was. He played for Alabama. Played for the Raiders. He died of cancer, but they said he had it too. And now we're seeing all the young guys get it. When people hit their heads over and over again, That's what...
It's not good.
It's your brain hitting your skull. Mm-hmm. That's what a concussion is. And it's this disease. That's why football is not going to last as it is now.
Okay. Yeah, as it is now. So they're just going to have to wear, like, big ol'...
The more education that comes, the less and less people are going to allow their kids to play. Now, you hear this now, you're like, oh, my kid always played football. I played football. We didn't know the difference. At this point now, I'd have to reconsider, because you're talking about heads slamming into each other, and we're learning what happens when you do that over and over again.
So it's probably changing the rules of how you can play and changing gear.
Probably more the rules. I mean, what are they going to put on, the sumo suits?
Right.
That's sort of what I, like, or
I mean, that's
like
not
the,
fun. You still got to be fast.
Like, helmets that have things sticking out of them.
Like horns? Amy's in, like, Vikings. One of those Viking helmets.
No, not horns. Like, they won't hurt you. Mm-hmm. They're almost, like, flimsy, but it's a reminder. Oh, I'm onto something. I'm not saying it out loud because I'm going to invent it.
Oh, yeah, great.
Listen, it doesn't matter what you put on your head. If you're nailing your head against another,
no, it sends out an electric shock. If you get too close.
Amy's invented some sort of war game now.
What? Yes.
Where you take people and put them in a shock ball with Viking helmets.
Okay, you laugh.
Okay, we're laughing because you're not inventing
Shark
anything.
Tank.
Okay, great.
I'm going to skip that one.
Yeah. And he never skips
And I never
anything.
Skip any investment.
I'm not giving you the full picture because I don't want to give it away.
Great, okay. Amy was asked to sing the national anthem at a Wichita Wingnuts baseball game. Amy does not consider herself a vocalist. Mm-mm. She took voice lessons. Her husband was deployed at the time. Mm-hmm. Now, Ray, do you have the official time before? Because I want to know what it is and ask these guys if Amy's over or under it. Do you know it yet?
No.
I do.
Oh, you do? What is it?
It's 2 minutes, 20 seconds.
Is Amy over or under when she sings the national anthem here, 220?
Over.
Over.
I don't know, you guys. I don't know.
Oddly,
she's
under.
She's
under
220.
Wow.
She's under 220. Now, I want to play it for you. This is Amy. It's 2 minutes and 8 seconds long with the announcer. What Amy doesn't realize is, what are you doing, Amy?
I'm just like, I'm bracing myself for hearing this back. It's always like a little bit like, oh my goodness.
My favorite part, because I don't like to stop it in the middle of it, she tries to do a run in the middle of it. She does. You'll hear it later on. Of the free. Like, she tries to get a run.
I felt it at that moment, I think.
She was starting to feel it. She was in the zone. Hot hand. And so, I'm going to play it back. But Amy doesn't realize that as soon as she starts singing, you hear a delay. So, it would be like, follow me here. It would be like, if I were singing on top of Old Smokey. On top of Old Smokey.
On top of Old Smokey.
So, that's what it feels like. You're like, how do I?
And if you're not trained to deal with that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wait.
Yes.
So when y'all sent my husband the audio because he was deployed, mm-hmm. he gathered all of his little Air Force buddies around the computer and they all watched this together.
I think it's
and
beautiful.
I will say he said he was super proud, but I know his coworkers were probably like, what the heck?
Alisa?
Yes.
You were there when Amy sang the national anthem?
I was, and she did awesome.
I agree. I was proud
thank
of her.
You.
I hugged her immediately. I was like, I'm proud of you.
Mm-hmm, thank
you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's Amy singing the national anthem. Mm-hmm.
Performing the national anthem this evening, please welcome to the field for the Bobby Bones Show, Amy.
go. Nice work, Amy.
Woo! Play ball.
Listen.
How long was that?
With the announcer, 208.
Too long.
Not bad.
You, listen, it took a lot of heart to do it. I thought you did a great job.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
I love Uber. I know a lot of our listeners don't have Uber where they live. So basically, it's an app. You say, I'm right here. They pick you up. They take you wherever. A few bucks later, you don't need a car. I use it a lot when I'm out drinking.
Exactly.
I don't drink. But since I live downtown, sometimes I don't want to get my car out.
Yeah, it's cheaper than parking if you have to park downtown, too.
So what happens is we all use Uber at times for different reasons. And who do you think it was that got asked out? If you had to guess from the entire room. Because I'll ask Amy. Do you know who it is now by looking?
No, but I mean, I'm guessing Nada.
Oh, it was not Nada.
Okay. Ooh, Ray.
No.
Ray, was it you?
No.
No?
Morgan.
Yeah, Morgan. I thought you saw her walk to the microphone because she's in the glass room.
Mm-mm. And then I ran back.
Yeah, I know. So Morgan is the youngest on our show. And so what happens? You call an Uber.
I call an Uber. He shows up.
What kind of car?
It was a Toyota Camry.
Okay, so a Camry, Uber X.
Yeah, Uber X.
Yeah.
And he had to bring me to my car at the station. And he kept taking, like, wrong turns, and the drive was taking a lot longer than it should
have.
Yeah.
Wow, look at this guy. Sweet move.
And I'm like, no, it's not this way. Yeah. It's that other turn. And anyway, we had good conversation.
I bet you did.
Were you in the front seat or the back seat?
I was in the back seat.
Okay.
But when we pull up, he was like, oh, this might sound, like, really weird, but would you want to go out sometime? And
yeah, that's weird.
I was like, got a boyfriend, bye.
See, me, I hear that Uber driver, and I feel his pain.
But don't you think Uber drivers are some sort of, like, Uber rules? Like, don't
know the Uber rules.
Hit all on I, your
all I know.
Passenger.
So, would you have said yes otherwise?
He was cute and nice, but he probably asked out every girl.
Okay, that's fair, too.
Listen,
I bet you, if he asked you out, and listen, you're an attractive female, but he probably gets I mean, I would use that as an avenue.
You would Uber. Do you think he's Ubering really for extra cash, or he's Ubering simply to meet girls?
Probably extra cash, and then...
Okay. Morgan, did you rate him? Like, you know, have to give
I gave him a 5-star rating.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't want him to come after you.
It was a good ride.
I bet you gave you a 0.
Yeah.
I doubt it. I mean, I told him I was flattered. So.
Well, how sweet of you. Well, pin a rose on your nose, Morgan.
I wonder what score he did give her. Because, you know, as a writer, you get scored, too.
Yeah, they have to pick you up if you have a bad score.
Dang, I'll have to go back and check.
You can't check. You have to ask them, and they have to tell you.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, were you really flattered or was it awkward? Which one more was it of?
I was flattered. I mean, he was a cute guy. He was telling me about his band and stuff.
Oh, he's in a band. Oh. So he's definitely extra money, Amy.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and he was taking her to the radio station. He's in a band.
So maybe he was just
he's like, Amy throws that angle in there that he really didn't even want to date you. He just knew you were on the radio.
Well,
no.
Y'all bring that up all the time about people.
Welcome to my life.
Hey, no, I think see. It happens, Morgan. I'm just saying you have to be on the lookout for that sort of thing.
We're in the Napa Studios. Thank you guys for hanging out. 76% of us have major regrets. You want to know the top things people wish we had done?
What?
And for me, I don't have regrets. I have things that I wish I wouldn't have done. I don't regret them because I have learned from them.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to make a mistake and use that and put it in the old lesson pocket.
Yeah.
Because I've been able to change who I am from really bad mess ups. I failed 100 times more than I've succeeded. So I don't regret it though.
Yeah, I think that's wise.
It's a mind frame. You got to go into the mind frame. I have no regrets. I just have things I've learned from. So let me say that I have no regrets.
Okay.
I have things that I've done that, oh my goodness, I'm so stupid. Some I can't even talk about on the air legally. In a few years, I'll be able to. Statute limitations, like, because there's like some like stuff I said on the air I shouldn't have said, you know, that kind of thing. It got me in trouble. But I don't regret it because I learned from it. I went through a very difficult time and then came out of it like, okay, now I understand and respect this better. That being said, let's go.
Let's talk about regrets.
Regret time.
Oh.
What do you think the number one regret is? A new survey found 76% of people have regrets about how their lives turned out.
76%.
Yeah. That's most people having regrets.
Okay. Ooh. Were you going to guess?
They wish what?
That they
would have, they didn't follow their dreams. They regret not chasing their dreams or career or whatever.
That yeah, really that's right. That's one of the top five. That's yes. correct. That's number five. What's the biggest one? People regret what?
They regret not getting married.
Married someone. They wish they would have married someone different. Number three.
It's
76%.
Wait, it's phrased that way. Yeah. I thought it was people that were like, "Nah, I don't want to spend my life with anybody or have kids," and then they get old and they regret it.
No. Number three is they wish they'd have married someone different.
It's the opposite.
No. Okay, here we go. There are six of these. These are the top six. Number six. They wish they would have lost weight and exercised back when they were younger because their bodies would have reacted better and easier.
Yeah. The older we get, woof.
Number five, followed a different career path. You can always change that up. You can always, and I think my mom is a good example of that. She went and got her GED when she was 42 and was like, switch. My friend Courtney is a great example of that. In the 30s, he joined the military and was like, I'm out. I'm done doing pharmaceutical sales. Went in the reserves, joined, now is doing petroleum engineering.
Yeah.
You can change your life at any time. You just got to commit to it. And sometimes you got to go through and sacrifice a lot to do it. But if you really want it, you can do it. Number four, bought a house earlier. It's scary to buy a house, especially when you're young.
For sure.
And you're always scared you're going to get fired when you're young. Number three, married someone different. Number two, saved more money. The number one thing people regret, they wish they would have traveled more. Because once you get tied down or once you get real happy with kids, however you like to phrase it.
It's hard to leave.
You can't really go to Japan.
Right. Happy with kids is the way you say it.
Yeah, but what do you mean it, though?
Happy with kids.
That, yeah. I think I need the listener's help on this one, because my dog's breath stinks so bad. Now, I can take my dog's gas and bad breath up to a point. It's almost like my gas or bad breath. You know, it's all good. Like, it's your own, so it's really not that bad. I mean, you guys felt it.
Okay,
just making sure. Mm-hmm. All right.
Love my own gas.
So, my dog... it is really bad, and I don't know what to do about it.
Do you ever brush his teeth?
No, but I send him to get clean, though.
Oh, and they do it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
But no, I don't brush his teeth, but he chews on those toothbrush things, the dog bone.
Oh, the green ones.
Yeah, he has green and brown, but it's to the point where it is vile. Oh. Like, we're laying there, and it's like, oh. Like, I had to throw out one of his, blankets or something because he's breathing on it. I don't know, man. He's getting old. That's going to happen to us when we get old.
Yeah.
Some young
smells.
Jerk's going to be like, that old man Bobby's breath stinks so bad. But I don't know. Maybe some listener out there can
help
me.
You want me to tell you?
What?
I'll take an idea.
You sprinkle parsley in his food.
Yeah, or just change it. It could be a food thing.
I'm telling you. That'll do it.
Our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. You can help. Also, the forcing your kids to clean their plate theory. Amy, were you the one that sent that in?
Yeah, it just said it could be bad for children, especially if they have a high BMI, body mass index. So you shouldn't force your kids to do it. Like, if they're not hungry, don't make them eat, especially if there's a weight issue happening.
Eddie, you have kids.
Yeah.
Do you do the clean your plate?
Yeah, of course. Well, the little one, I don't have to worry about him because he kind of cleans his plate on his own. But Junior, he just doesn't like to eat a lot. And so when we put, and we give him good portions. It's not like we load his plate up.
Doesn't that seem like a weird thing to do to kids, just to humans in general? Like, I'm putting something in front of you, you must consume it all, or
here's
you will
the
get in
problem.
Trouble.
If it wasn't because he wanted to get up from the table early because he wants to play a game or he wants to go do something else, then that's fine. But he usually he wants to end dinner in like 2 seconds so he can go continue whatever else he was doing.
So what about if you just had him eat the things, like the healthy things?
Yeah.
Like, you have to eat your broccoli, but you don't have to eat all of your...
It's about meeting in the middle, so yeah, that's what we do.
What if he doesn't like something?
Well, no, I mean, I'm not going to force him to eat something that he doesn't like. Like, if he says something tastes bad, or we kind of know what he likes already and what he doesn't like, but if he says something tastes bad, we won't make him eat it.
Yeah.
Broccoli, Brussels sprouts.
Loves them.
He likes all the vegetables.
Loves all the veggies.
Awesome.
So with him, it's more about he has other things he wants to do at 8 years old.
He wants to go play a game.
So you can't get up until you finish your...
Right.
That's just a weird thing.
So then I'll be like, all right, fine,
so
well, then
in America,
go do your homework.
We're all fat, and we're all like, oh, we're all so fat. But we're like, as kids, you must eat it all. Eat it now.
The study kind of said, too, that if you were forced to clear your plate, you grow up with that mentality, and all your life, you're like, oh, I got to clear my plate, instead of putting it away for leftovers or whatever. And then
you can Eddie Jr. and I just roll out of bed at 11 and have some broccoli?
No.
Oh.
Finish your food, son.
Or you teach him that he'll just be hungry. Teach them hunger.
Oh, that's okay, a good one. You don't finish, you don't clean your plate, you don't eat till tomorrow.
No, this is what it is. If you don't eat, you're going to be hungry. All it takes is one night of him being like, I'm hungry. Oh. That's what happens when you don't eat.
Okay.
So do I leave the plate on the table and say, all right, it's there, and that's what you have until you finish
okay,
it?
Okay, are you really asking me parenting tips? Because I'm willing to play this game all you want.
That's interesting. I want to know what you would do.
It's just like when you let your kid do something once so they know not to do it anymore.
Right.
So what I would do, never having a kid in my life, is that this is dinner. Enjoy. Eat your dinner. Uh-huh. No, Dad, I'm going to go play video games. Eat your dinner. Ah! Okay, go play your video games. Food's up. There's no more food till breakfast time tomorrow.
Okay.
So he's going to be hungry in about an hour. Where's my dinner? Remember when you didn't eat? Like, this is what happens when you don't eat your dinner. There is no more food until tomorrow.
So that food's no longer an option.
That food's not an option.
Oh.
Like, then they can't eat it all.
Then they can't. That's out.
Then you starve your child.
No, it's
just
one night
day.
Of not even starving. It's teaching the lesson. Eddie, listen to me. I have a lot of kids. I've been doing this for many years. It's one night of saying, if you don't eat your food, this is the uncomfortable feeling you're going to have. This is why you should eat. And then you can just trust him from now on, too, to know that he's okay. This is he knows what's going to happen. So is he really full? Is it worth playing the game?
I'm not going to say your idea is bad.
I wouldn't either.
I'm going to try it.
Sometimes it takes some of the more unconventional ideas from people that have, I don't know. Do it. Starve your kid.
Starve your kid.
Starve your kid.
2 weeks later, you're still hungry?
I can see us getting
he's only playing
now.
Nintendo.
Like,
no more food.
I don't know, man. He'd rather play games than eat any day.
I don't know. I'm just saying there's got to be a happy medium.
Bobby's on to something.
I don't know.
Parents are going to be having to explain themselves. Well, I was listening to the Bobby Bone Show, and they told me
your
that
Honor,
starve my kid.
Your Honor, on iHeartRadio, there's this show.
It really sounded like it could work, you know?
I'm just saying.
I see.
The greatest innovators sometimes come out of areas where they should not be innovating.
Like you.
Like me. I could probably write a parenting book because I'm not in it fully. I'm not in the woods. I'm looking at it from a different angle.
Yeah.
Like to me, when people send me pictures of their babies, I'm like, these all look the same. Like, I don't have babies, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to be different. I know in my heart it's going to be different if I ever have a kid.
Yes, it will be different.
It will be different. But I'm telling you, I had like 3 people send pictures of their babies the other day. You put those pictures up to me right now, I wouldn't be able to tell one from the other.
Stop it.
But you still think they're cute.
I think if I hit cute baby on Google Images, I get a bunch of cute babies.
Mm.
Oh. Like, they're fine.
Yeah.
Other people's babies aren't cute.
They don't.
Yeah, they
and
are.
I know this is a real jerk thing to say, but I'm just being honest with my heart right now. They all look the same to me.
Well, like your dog is. Well, dogs look.
Dogs are different.
And you know what? My dog is much cuter to me than it is somebody else.
Even though they look exactly the same.
Not all dogs look the same.
Well,
some
but
bigger,
some breeds do. Like
all babies from about 0 to 7 months look pretty much identical.
Look like aliens.
No.
Look like little.
Yeah. So, like at 8 months, start sending Bobby pictures.
Allie.
Yes.
Thank you for calling the show. My dog has this vile breath. You work at a vet clinic?
Yeah.
So can you give me something here?
Okay. So we always recommend, I can't even think of the actual name of it, but if you go to like a clinic, it's Denta something. It's like this blue liquid that you buy in a bottle. And if you use it like once a day in their mouth, you put it a little bit on like gauze or something and you rub it on their teeth and it'll help with any like plaque or bacteria in there. And it also has like a minty fresh smell. So it helps with that. And there's like additives you can put in their water. Easy stuff that just helps with stuff like that.
Seems like a Google search to me, huh?
Yeah, Googling. Yeah.
Some people are saying you could have a bad tooth.
Yeah, that is actually a gum infection. In Massachusetts, Steve's on. Hey, Steve. Thanks for calling the show, man. How are you, Steve?
How you doing?
Good. What do you say?
Well, my dog has a similar problem. We call him Fish Tank because his breath smells so bad. So he started bleeding out of his mouth and everything like that, and my mom couldn't take it anymore, so she brought him to the vet, and they told him that he might have a gum infection.
See, it could be something like that. I just need to take him in.
Yeah. This is
the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, guys in the room, ever gotten flowers before?
No.
No.
What do you think about that?
No,
I would like that.
What?
I think it would make me feel good.
What kind?
Roses.
No, I wouldn't want roses. I've had flowers before. I think flowers are cool.
Like what? Like a sunflower?
I've had sunflower. It's all about the thought.
Yeah.
I just wonder. Just me?
Yeah. I don't want flowers.
For my birthday, my mom sent one.
Your mom did?
That's cute.
Yeah. According to Rutgers, men who receive flowers demonstrate increased happiness.
Wow.
So it's never about the actual flower anyway. It's always about the thought that comes or the note that comes with the flower. researchers could actually witness the mood-boosting effect in men when they got flowers.
I'm going to test this out.
You're going to send your husband flowers? He won't like it.
What?
No.
No.
He's a man.
Yeah, he doesn't want flowers.
Maybe it will make him happy for a second.
I will test this out. I will let you know.
If there's candy with it. Like, that'd be good, huh?
Yeah,
I love candy. Hey, so if you had any question that you could ask the show, and we're all sitting here, what would it be? Josh in Georgia. What's up, buddy?
What's up?
You're on the air.
Hey, man, how would you spend your last day in your 20s, man, right before you turn 30? What would you do for fun?
Are you asking because you're about to turn 30?
Yeah, I turn 30 tomorrow.
Let me tell you about being 30. It's better than 29 because you don't worry about it anymore. About 28, you start to go, oh, I don't want to be 30. Once you hit 30, my 30s have been the best for me.
You love your 30s.
I mean, no, I'd really be like 24. But still, my 30s for me have been great. So, nothing. It's all good, bud. Just have a good day today. Be safe. Ain't nothing going on but the rent, you know? Just have another day.
Ain't nothing going on but the rent?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll go making money for the rent. Mm.
Josh in New Orleans, how are you, buddy?
What? Hey, good. What's up?
Good, bud. What do you want to ask?
Do y'all still get nervous whenever y'all meet celebrities for the first time, or is it like no big deal?
I think it's both. I think if we really are like huge fans of them, it's really cool for us. The thing about celebrities are some of them aren't very nice. Some of them are really nice, so they're just normal people. So I think like when Amy Grant came in, Amy flipped out.
Geeking out big time.
You know, for me, when Garth came in, but Garth's the greatest of all time to all of us. But, you know, Garth, to me, I flipped out. But then some of the guys that we just know as people, like we are friends with them.
Yeah.
So, yes, we still have that where we geek out. But, you know, we see a lot of them a lot. So that's one of the things about living here is you see people, you run over them at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Amy literally runs into Dirks at the grocery store, probably because she's following him there.
It's not true, but that day I did run into him twice in one day. Yeah. It's kind of weird.
So yeah, we still, I guess that's the weird thing about us. We still do fan and geek out at times. Let's go over to Lionel in North Dakota. Not Rick, I'm just kidding. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up in North Dakota?
Well, I just thought, first off, before I ask, the reason I have a radio show in North Dakota, and because of you guys, I have my radio show going for a year strong.
What up, Rick? Woo! Dude, I love Rick in the Morning. It's my favorite show.
On the campus of Bismarck State College. Listen in. You'd love it.
What up, Rick? What's your name? Is it like Slick Rick in the Morning?
It's called Thursday Throwdown with Rick.
Oh, I got to get some of that. All right. I want to hear some of that. Hey, send us some of that. Like, send us like an MP3.
BSCmix.com, MYX.
I don't know what that means. Okay, go ahead. You're up. What do you want to ask?
So I get to ask this all the time. What is your favorite hobby to do when you have downtime?
I like to sleep and play with my dog. That's about what I do. And I like to sleep mostly. Lucas in St. Louis. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Bobby. How's everyone doing there?
I'm good. How about everybody else? You guys good?
Great.
What up, man?
Oh, not much. Yeah, I just want to let you know I've been listening to y'all's show for quite some time now, and huge fan. But what's y'all's favorite part about doing the show?
Probably that we get to come in and I don't know.
I get paid. Yeah,
get paid to have fun. Yeah.
Amy said the paycheck.
Yeah, really. Definitely that was her first thing. Head. She goes, get paid.
Oh, I just meant like as a job. Like that's our job. Okay. Like I still
we get to hang out with friends.
Like it's a job to talk.
Listen, the worst part is the 3 a.m. wake up call.
Yeah,
but it does balance out.
Yeah,
you're a morning person though.
More so, yes.
But yes, the best part is getting to come and hang out with your friends every day and just do this. And for me, it's also like we get to do all kinds of stuff. Like the radio show is the most important thing, but we get to do Raging Idiots and write a book. And Amy bought tickets yesterday. I'm doing a comedy show in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
Amy bought tickets yesterday.
To go?
Yes.
That's nice of you, Amy. I'm so glad there was a pre-sale.
No, don't buy tickets to anything. That's what.
What? I know. I know. That's what friends
are for. I got the hook up.
I know.
I know a guy. Amy's like, hey, I bought tickets to your Tuscaloosa stand-up comedy show. And I was like, don't. Why would you do that?
I got family there trying to take care of them, you know?
Okay.
It's fine. Listen. You support me in so many ways, it's the least I could do.
All right, whatever you say. Amy. Oh, hey, so there's a woman, she says that she's actually a cat trapped in a human's body.
Yeah.
And so.
This is not me.
Yeah.
She hisses at dogs. Things.
Yeah.
She hates water.
Yeah.
She claims she can see better at night. A psychologist has said that she can grow out of it, but she wants to be a cat for life. Yeah. Like, she really feels like in her heart that she's a cat. Mm-hmm. And who are we to say she's not?
Come on.
I mean, right? Where
this is headed?
How do we know?
Oh, my goodness.
Like, does it sound crazy? We don't. But was every great mind considered crazy when they first were great? Absolutely. Like, how do we know she's really not a cat in that body? We don't. Like, is it, yeah, probably not. Probably not cat. I mean, if I were betting, I wouldn't bet Ray's truck. You know, like, the best truck on things. But I'm just saying.
Yeah. I know.
How are we to tell her who she is? She may be Kit Kat. She can't control it. I'm just saying. Like saying that there's nothing else outside of Earth. We don't know. Like, probably not. But
what if
still.
I just started hissing at you.
You started whatting at me?
Hissing at you.
I was going to say the other one wouldn't not be good.
Yeah. I was like, ugh.
I mean, the hissing. Yes, Nada.
No, I just don't understand the joke.
Cool.
Did you think I said kissing?
No. Nope.
We thought you said.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't say that.
I know, but for. That sounded like.
It's not like you haven't. Headphones up.
No, it's not like you haven't said bad words on here accidentally.
Bad? What? I've never said a bad word. I don't say bad
words.
You
spelled the F word on the air before.
I was telling a news story.
Okay, but it doesn't matter. In a news story, it doesn't make it okay.
But I didn't know you couldn't. That was.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. You didn't know.
I didn't know you couldn't spell it. Now I know.
All right. We have the cat lady actually on the phone. Yeah, so you feel like you're a cat? Yeah. Does it make you feel happy or sad that people are now recognizing this? Oh, well, happy. Wow. Okay. Well, these guys are all laughing at you because they think.
No, I feel bad.
They think, well, these two guys think you're crazy.
Yes.
How does that make you feel? I know.
I think it's cute.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Nada thinks it's cute.
She loves, Nada loves cats.
We got to go, though, but.
I feel bad for your parents.
Hope you have a great day, okay? All right. All right. Thank you. There she is.
Cutie.
Oh, yeah, what?
Jeg fant ut at det var katten da jeg var 16 år.
There's somebody with her.
Her translator.
Is that her?
I don't know. Ray just said there's a clip of a cat on the bottom right.
Oh, I thought that was audio of her talking about how she's a cat.
I believe her.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm a kangaroo. Just wanted you guys to know in my heart.
Is that what you would be? That's the animal you'd want to be, a kangaroo?
I want to be my dog. My dog has no idea how good he has it.
I'd be a bird.
My dog can just have, my dog has the greatest life ever and does not appreciate. That's how a kid. You ever feel like that with your kids?
I mean, give, and you don't give.
Yeah, like
back.
My dog, feed him.
That's what being a parent
goes out.
Is.
Yeah, no,
give him love. No. Never appreciates a dang thing. Just wants more.
I bet you if he could talk, he'd tell you
no,
that.
No, he'd probably be like, hey, throw me a little food down here, buddy. What's up with the no more human food rule? This sucks.
Yeah, what did maybe. He do to you the other day to like show you who's boss? What did he do?
He peed in the floor.
Yeah.
Like I was like, I'm the boss. He peed in the floor.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the boss, I guess.
That
he
hurts.
Is the boss.
How much would you pay to talk to your animals?
How much would we pay?
Yeah, if you could have like one conversation.
Wow.
For 5 minutes, that's it. But you could talk 5 minutes.
Oh,
would you pay a lot, yes or no?
I'd pay a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd probably.
Yeah, I'd probably drain
the audio
account.
Yeah.
Let her run, boys. All right, Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram if you guys want to follow over there.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, thank you guys for hanging out. Really appreciate you guys being part of the show today. For listening, for calling, for tweeting. Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you guys so much. iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bones Show on demand. Thanks, guys.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much. Because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on Amazon today.